kind of cold.
Oh, yeah, it is chilly in the morning in Marrakech.
Yeah.
Claire Denis, it's so nice to have you here. You present your new film,
yes.
The Fence.
Yes.
And this film returns to a subject that has occupied you for a long time, which is colonialism. What made you decide now to return to this issue?
It's a long, long ago thinking. I knew the writer. He was a friend. He was a friend of Isaac de Bankole also. And before dying in 89, he was one of the people who got aid before the treatment really start working, you know. He died like in a few months. And he said, I wish you could adapt this play in film. And I said yes, because I was afraid by him dying, you know. I was, me and Isaac, we were, of course, it was an awful time to see young friends die, you know, at a young age. And I said yes, but I postponed it all the time. I was afraid to go back to that story. I was afraid a little bit, maybe a little more than a year ago. I thought getting old and I have to do it also for Isaac, so I have to do it. So I tried.
What do the themes of colonialism mean for you in context of today's politics? Often we read the phrase post-colonist age, but are we really in a post-colonist age? Isn't that maybe just a white fantasy?
I think the post-colonialism is like it's the result of long years of real colonialism, you know. So I think it cannot erase just like that, you know. It left traces. And the fact that the African continent is so rich in mineral, in oil, and precious stone makes it a prey. And sometimes those company, oil company or mineral company, they enough money to catch some of it, you know. So it's some people will say, but that this is not colonialism, this is capitalism, you know. But it's still, when we were shooting in February in Senegal, they just found oil where we were shooting. And so they were preparing a new place to dig. So I think it doesn't look like colonialism, but it looks like sometime it's a predatory, you know, because oil and precious metallic mineral, you can make a lot of money with it, you know.
Your film is based on a stage play by Bernard-Marie Colté. What were the challenges in bringing the theater play to life on the screen?
The promise I made to him to do it, you know. If you travel in Africa today, you will see exactly the same story. I was in Kinshasa, in Nigeria. It's not outdated at all. On the contrary.
When in San Sebastian, I had opportunity to speak to your lead actress, Mia McKenna-Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to talk a bit about the casting process and what made her work special?
Of course, Isaac, I knew him very well. Matt also I knew for a long time, and we had in mind to work together, but it never occurred really. And Mia and Tom, I met them through a normal casting scene, you know, these casting directors. And meeting Mia was, maybe Tom too, but meeting Mia was very special. I thought she was like not only she was special, but she had her own strange and strong personality, you know, something that belongs to her. And I think this was important for the character.
She's also an up-and-coming young actress that especially connects to a young audience. Would you say it's hard for you to speak to today's youthful generation, or does it come naturally?
No, I think, did Mia told you I was hard to speak to? No, I'm not. I think we understood each other very well. She's a real person, you know. She's a mother too. I think she's a very, I don't know, she's wise. She knows a lot of things about what's going on in the world, you know.
You have a very intense atmosphere on the screen. How did you choose this specific dark-toned air, and what makes you decide on the unique color palette and aesthetic of each of your works?
The thing is, the play takes place in one night, from dusk to dawn. So I decide to keep that shape, you know, that period of time, because Albury, the character played by Isaac, cannot It's a one night stand. You cannot say, okay, I'll come back to tomorrow night. You don't know. It's tonight or never. I knew I was obliged to do one night from dusk to dawn. But then I chose an empty lot near the new big site, created a new harbor. They built because they find oil, you know, and things. I was close by and they were all surrounded by fences and I used the same fences, you know. And we build the house with containers, old containers, which is something they do to avoid using wood, or there is not much wood to use for building in Senegal. So to use, do I answer your question?
Yes. So let's quickly move on to the next because our time is already running short. The play was written a few decades ago. How would you say has the real life situation changed in these decades? Or would you say it's still as timely as it was then today?
I went in Nigeria where he stayed in a construction site for oil fields. It's the same. Of course, it's not the same because people are not dressed the same. People have different life, but it's a place where you can make a lot of money fast. This has not changed. Those precious things are very expensive and that's why it's still going on very much.
Will you continue to explore that subject in your upcoming works or do you work on a different film project at the moment?
Oh, I work on different project. I don't know. I think I'm doing my film the way I feel. I don't have a topic.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what your next film?
No, I cannot. It's no good for me.
Okay, then. Okay. Thank you so much for this
interview. Thank you very much.